coming up on this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast.
So if one were to look at this and ask yourself, okay, how can I avoid these injuries? What is it I need to do to prevent getting any of these injuries?
Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD, where the doctor helps you unlock your full potential by equipping you with tools and knowledge in the areas of health, wealth, and wisdom, anchored in his experience as a business executive, a physician surveyor for the Joint Commission, a former mayor, and over 50 years of experience as a general surgeon. You've got questions, he's got answers. So let's get started. Here's Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.
Good morning. I'm Dr. William T. Choctaw, and welcome to another edition of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast. We are delighted to have you with us today. Each month, we try to strive to provide you, our listeners, with mental, physical, and spiritual strength by giving actionable advice, tips, guidance, and information to help you achieve your own personal, professional, and spiritual goals. We consider the health of the mind, body, and spirit paramount as a single unit that provides a cumulative strength greater than the individual parts. And we hope that this will strengthen you, the whole person. So sit back, and we have a very interesting and exciting topic for you today. We're going to talk about five ways to prevent pickleball injuries. That's right, five ways to prevent pickleball injuries. Now, you may be saying, what is pickleball? You may be one of those few people who are not aware of pickleball and have not played it and have not been involved with it. I can tell you that pickleball is a relatively new sport. It's been around actually quite a while, but I think it's really taken off recently in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years, particularly in the last 5 years. And as one would imagine, there have been problems associated with it. So we're going to try to, in a brief manner, give you an overall view of pickleball and help you if you are one of those like myself who play pickleball and to prevent injury from occurring. Now, these podcasts are part of our masterclass series, leadership masterclass series, and we call it Masterclass Medicine. And the purpose of that is based on my basic beliefs. There are three of them, as Simon Sinek says with the other discussions. This is the why that we do this. I believe life is about service to others, helping other people. I believe knowledge is power. I believe leaders can change the world. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how you engage in various activity, and in this situation, a physical activity, a sport, if you will, can enjoy it, have it help you mentally, physically, and spiritually, and still do it in a way that you don't injure yourself. Now, as always, we like to leave an outline, and the purpose of the outline is to let you know what we're going to talk about, and more importantly, to let you know when we're just about done. First thing we're going to do is we're going to define pickleball for you, and we're going to talk about the growth of pickleball, and then we'll get into more detail about the ways you can avoid injury to yourself. Pickleball is a game resembling tennis in which players use paddles to hit a perforated plastic ball over a net. Let me say that again. Pickleball is a game resembling tennis in which players use paddles to hit a perforated plastic ball over a net. It is fun. I have played it a number of times. And so I want you, if you are playing it and are interested in playing it, to be able to do it and do it in a way that will be injury free. So in general, pickleball has become one of the fastest growing sports in America. It has increased in popularity. And as one might expect, as it continues to increase in popularity, the number of injuries has also risen. And so what I want to do today is to allow you to continue your exercise with pickleball and enjoying it, but to do it in a way where you are not putting yourself at risk. And one of the reasons that I decided actually to do a podcast on this particular topic is I reviewed data from a study that was published this year in the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons Journal. That's the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons Journal. It was published February 12, 2024. And the title of the study was Trends in Pickleball-Related Fractures in the United States, an analysis of 2002 to 2022 from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System database. So in essence, what they did was they did a review of the number of injuries that occur or that have occurred with pickleball activity over 20 years. And then they're reporting out on what they found as they reviewed these particular injuries. And so based on that, what I've done is taken some basic things and I'm conveying that to you so that you may be able to use it in a way so that you can continue to play the sport and avoid injury or any unnecessary physical damage to yourself. One of the things that they noted that most of the injuries that occurred, was in individuals who are from 60 to 69 years of age. Now, injuries can occur at any age, but in this particular study, there were individuals who were older playing pickleball who tend to develop most of the injuries. And that makes sense. I pretty much with any sport, you would probably have more injuries the older you get. But what we're going to do is to go over some basic information about the study. And then from that, give you five solid things that you can do to prevent you from getting an injury or someone you care about from getting an injury. As one looks over the study, as I said, it was a review of a 20-year period of time. And a couple of things that they noticed. One was they noticed that there was a 90-fold increase in fractures from 2020 onward with this particular study. A 90-fold FOLD increase in fractures. And so certainly we want you to be able to play and enjoy yourself with pickleball, but not injure yourself, or certainly nothing that would require you to see a physician or go to the hospital or even have surgery. What they noticed also was women who were age 65 or above tended to have injuries to the upper extremity following a fall. That's older women, 65 years of age and older, tend to have injuries to the upper extremities, usually with a fall. Men were 2 to 3 times more likely to be admitted for a fracture. And so in essence, what that means, fracture meaning broken bone, in essence, what that means is that men tend to have more serious, or in this study at least, tended to have more serious fractures and more serious injuries than women. Now, there may be a number of reasons for that, but we want to just sort of give you the basic information. So what are some of these injuries that occurred? And of course, they span the gamut of different types of injuries, as one might expect. One of the more common types of injuries, as you might expect, was ankle sprains. As you know, with pickleball, similar to tennis, there's a lot of running and stopping, jumping, twisting, turning. And so your lower extremities get a lot of workout. It's very, very good exercise for the lower body. But with that, there's an increased risk of ankle sprains. And particularly with lateral movements, sharp turns, sudden stops, trying to hit the pickleball. So you want to be aware of that. Elbow tendonitis. And you've heard of tennis elbow. Well, I call this pickleball elbow. And what that is that with the swinging to hit the ball, a type of pronation or supination of the upper extremity of the arm can end up with a type of inflammation of the tendon, i.e. tendonitis, inflammation of the tendon. And usually this causes pain on the lateral part of the elbow. So if you are left-handed, it'll be the lateral part of your left arm. If you're right-handed, it'll be the lateral part of your right arm or right elbow. The third type of injury that's common is wrist sprain, because again, you hold a paddle and you swing to hit the ball. And with pickleball, many times there's probably even much more wrist activity than you would have in tennis. And so you have to be careful with that. Fourth type of injury with pickleball is shoulder injury. Again, swinging at the ball, dipping, coming up, jumping up to hit the ball, all of these can end up causing shoulder injury if one is not adequately prepared. And of course, the fifth type of common injury is knee injury. Again, which makes sense, this because there's a lot of running, stopping, and starting to hit the ball, similar to what you would see in tennis. So if one were to look at this and ask yourself, okay, how can I avoid these injuries? What is it I need to do to prevent getting any of these injuries and be able to enjoy the sport? And it is important that you enjoy the sport. There are probably a few things health-wise, certainly wellness health-wise, that don't include exercise as a form of therapy or activity to improve good health. Almost everything involves exercise. And so what I'm saying is I want you to continue exercising, but I want you to do it in a responsible manner, and I want you to do it injury-free. So five ways to prevent pickleball injury. So one of the ways to decrease pickleball injury is, understandably, to warm up before you begin. Now, most athletes know this. Usually before any sport, you warm up. Certainly the professional athletes do it. Sometimes we amateurs, like myself, may just sort of jump out there and say, oh, I can do this. This is easy. And indeed, I suspect that's one of the illusions to some extent with pickleball, because it does not look very difficult. It certainly does not look as difficult as tennis. And if you play tennis, and indeed I made this mistake, I said, oh, I played tennis for years. You know, this looks like a slimmed down version or a simplistic version of tennis. Well, not really. There are some similarities, but there are some complications too. So one of the things you want to do then is not underestimate the sport or the intensity of the sport, and do a basic, simple warm up, 5 to 10 minutes, just as you would with any sport. And so be respectful of pickleball and do the same thing prior to playing pickleball. And after playing, it's not a bad idea to also have a cool down where you might do a little stretching or maybe a slow walk. But again, give pickleball the same respect that you would tennis, golf, basketball, football, any other sport that you might encounter. Number two, ease into pickleball. And what I mean by that is listen to your body. Listen to your body. If you're playing in a game, and let's say midway through a particular set, you're very, very short of breath, and maybe even getting a little nausea, listen to your body and stop. Stop. Take a breather. Take a rest. Listen to your body. If you are very fatigued and you think you're getting more fatigued than you should, again, listen to your body and stop and rest. If you develop a sudden pain in your upper extremity, your lower extremity, anywhere, listen to your body. Stop, evaluate the pain, see exactly what's going on, right? And the important thing is that as you are in sync physically and mentally with what's going on with your body, respect pickleball as an intense sport. And the reason why it's important that you listen to your body is that your body will warn you. The body is an amazing system. I call it a human computer system. And it will give you a warning when it senses danger or discomfort. What happens sometimes is that we can as adults override that and just ignore it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Listen to the body. And then that will help you not get into difficulty that will cause you problems down the road. Number three, get proper pickleball equipment, proper pickleball gear specifically. And this will involve, as you might expect, things that you would wear when you're going to play the sport. Number one, get good shoes, sneakers, and get regular pickleball sneakers. And when you go to the store, I would suggest go to a sports store and tell them that you're a pickleball player and you want sneakers that you can use for pickleball. They're going to be similar to tennis type shoes. But you want to make sure that you're using the right footwear is what I'm saying. Don't jump out in your regular street clothes, street shoes. I think you can sort of play a set because it just looks sort of simple and easy. Because then that's an invitation for a potential injury in your ankle or foot or whatever. So make sure you have good pickleball footwear. In addition to that, usually you will have to grip the handle of the paddle, and so don't hesitate to get a wrap or grip for your hand. You can get a glove if you like. To sort of help with that, if you feel comfortable with it. And also you want to make sure that you have the right type of grip size or the right type of bat paddle to play the sport, again, like tennis. So they can be small, medium, or large. Try different paddles and make sure that you have a paddle that's appropriate for you and comfortable for you to play with pickleball. Number four, when you're not playing your favorite sport of pickleball, do a little cross training. Do some walking, do some other types of cardiovascular exercises, maybe a little strength training, whatever's comfortable for you. This helps to, again, keep you physically and mentally in shape for when you decide to pick up a game of pickleball with your friends or with your colleagues. So do that in terms of overall keeping your body healthy. Number five, when you do, as I mentioned earlier, when you do feel a pain while you're playing, I'll call it a nagging pain, that's continuous, you feel it more than once, is what I mean, make sure that you pay attention to that. And if that pain does not go away, or if it bothers you, or even if you're just worried about it, seek medical attention. You can see your primary care physician. You can say, you know, I went out and I played a game of pickleball and I've had this pain in my shoulder or my ankle or in my elbow. But what do you think it is? Et cetera, et cetera. Don't hesitate to seek advice as you would with any other type of sport. Why? Because you want to make sure that it's not anything to really worry about. And I'm one of those physicians who, don't think it's necessary for patients to try to play doctor. And I tell my patients, if anything, when I was in practice, if anything worries you, call me. You know, don't try to figure it out. And I would suggest the same thing with you as you play your favorite game of pickleball. If you've had a pain for 5 days and said, I wonder if this pain is something I should see somebody about. Don't try to figure it out. Just call up, set up an appointment with your primary care doctor or a sports medicine doctor, or maybe even a physical therapist, but certainly some medical professional, and get medical advice to make sure that it's not something that you need to pay more close attention to, so that you can continue to play your favorite sport and stay healthy. So I also like to encourage all of our listeners to always freely go to the web and look up health-related information. And my four or five favorite areas to look up are Yale Health. I look up articles, and this particular article that I'm talking about came from Yale Health. Also, I look up articles from Kaiser Permanente, Harvard Health, Mayo Clinic, et cetera, et cetera. But this helps you to stay abreast in general with what's happening in the healthcare field. And you don't have to be a doctor or nurse to do that. You know, you You just want to have, you want to stay healthy yourself and make sure that your friends and acquaintances are healthy themselves also. So feel free to do that. So in summary, the five ways that you can follow to avoid injury with pickleball. Number one is to warm up properly before you start to play, usually about 5 or 10 minutes. Number two, listen to your body. If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel more out of breath than you anticipated you would be, if you have a pain somewhere, listen to that. And at the very least, pause. Take a time out, rest. They can go on without you before you continue to play. Number three, get proper pickleball gear. Go to a sports store, tell them that you're a pickleball player and you want to get proper gear. Make sure you have the right paddle size, the right paddle with the right size for your hands so that it's a good fit and your paddle and your wrist can move as a unit. And that will help you to avoid injury. Number four, do cross training when you're not playing pickleball. In other words, isometric or isotonic types of exercises, or you can walk, or you can do whatever types of cross-training exercise you normally do. If you do weights or something like that, within reason, feel free to do that. But that also helps you when you get on the pickleball court. And number five, know when a pickleball injury needs medical attention. And I would suggest with number five is that if you are worried or concerned, see somebody. Again, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to play doctor. Just see somebody. If you have a pain and let's say for lack of a better, that pain is continuous. I mean, one day, 2 days, whatever, see somebody. Even if you just have a pain for one day, see somebody if you feel comfortable doing that, because I think that helps you to avoid injury. And we want you out on that pickleball court for many, many times. Well, I hope that this short session has been helpful to you. I hope you play a lot of pickleball, and maybe I'll see you out on the court one day. And as we always like to say, be the change that you want to see in the world. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD. Be sure to check out other great episodes covering areas of health, wealth, and wisdom at thwwp.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the books, blogs, and other literature in your preferred format. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, share, and support the podcast. That's at thwwp.com. You've been listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.